Georgians face new restrictions on voting. Governor Brian Kemp signed into law a major bill yesterday that overhauls the state's voting rules. It adds ID requirements to voting by mail, among other things, and even goes so far as making it illegal to provide food and water to voters waiting in line to cast ballots. Georgia leads a number of states where Republican lawmakers are working to pass new voting restrictions. Georgia Public Broadcasting reporter Stephen Fowler is here with more. And Stephen, I just mentioned a few of these new restrictions. What else does the new voting law do?
Well, Callum, it's a 98-page law that touches on everything from requiring more training for poll watchers to limiting the use of absentee ballot drop boxes to certain days, hours, and locations. I mean, it touches on truly every part of Georgia's law. It also expands access for in-person early voting, adding an extra Saturday for every county and allowing both Sundays to be optional.
Okay, and in sort of an olive branch, I suppose, to voting rights advocates, I know the final version of this bill didn't include all of the restrictions that were initially proposed. What was left out?
Well, like I mentioned, the early voting thing was not always destined to be an expansion. Original proposals of the bill would have limited weekend early voting to just one Saturday. Then there was an option to say one Saturday and maybe one Sunday. But now we see that expanded access. And even though the state Senate passed a law getting rid of no excuse absentee voting, several top Republican leaders like Governor Brian Kemp and House Speaker David Ralston were opposed to that measure. And ultimately, it was left on the chopping block.
Stephen, like many states, Georgia took steps to make voting easier during the pandemic last year. So I'm hoping you can help us see the bigger picture. I mean, does this new voting law simply bring Georgia back to the pre-2020 baseline, or does it actually make voting even harder than it's been in previous elections?
Well, that's a little more complicated because a year ago we didn't have the coronavirus pandemic and we didn't have absentee drop boxes, for example. So this bill actually puts drop boxes into law, but it limits how many of them can happen and where they can be and when you can use them. So in that regards, it's a little bit restrictive, but it's still more than what we had in previous years. And other changes like the absentee ID requirement are new. Previously, absentee ballots and applications were verified by using a voter's signature. Now it'll require their driver's license or state ID number. So that's something that's different. But many of the other changes, Republicans are aiming to make voting easier, they say. They include things like counties having more flexibility in how much equipment they use for lower turnout races and mandating that ballots be counted nonstop as soon as the polls close. So it'll be interesting to see how things change for Georgians and for the local elections officials that make things work.
Right. Many Democrats, of course, are not buying that idea that Republicans are actually making things easier. In fact, as the governor was signing the bill behind closed doors yesterday, there was quite a scene playing out outside of his office. Onlookers watched as state troopers arrested Georgia State Representative Park Cannon as she was knocking on the governor's door, wanting to observe the signing. Take a listen.
That's what I'm asking.
Stop arresting her.
Why are you arresting her?
Cite the violation. Cite the code.
That sound from a live stream that was online. Cannon was arrested and is facing several charges, including a felony. She has since been released from jail. But Stephen, why did troopers arrest her and what's the reaction to this?
Well, Park Cannon is a Democratic state representative. She is a young black female, and she was wanting to try to get into where the governor was holding a closed door bill signing ceremony. And she was arrested because troopers said she was knocking on the door and disrupting an official part of the General Assembly session. And then another charge, they said that she allegedly stomped on troopers' feet as they drug her from the Capitol when she was being detained. The reaction has been really, really fierce condemnation. You have the optics of a Republican governor signing all of these voting restrictions behind closed doors while police are escorting a black female lawmaker away inside the state capitol. And so it really underscores just how divisive these issues of voting are in Georgia and nationwide.
Yeah, polarizing to be sure. And if we look at the national picture, the Brennan Center for Justice reports that as of last month, there are some 250 voting restriction laws proposed in 40-plus states. So we'll keep track of that. Stephen Fowler from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.